All trustees are on, today, so I will move on to first item on the agenda is public comments. And Bill Thompson. How are you, Bill?
I'm good. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Just give me a second so I can get my timer up here. I want to go. Not that you would let me go over time. Okay. I have 3 minutes, but I'm only going to speak for a little over two, reserving the remaining time for a moment of silence that I hope will speak volumes. This silence is intended as a memorial to all those the university silenced by laying them off. The resulting avalanche of silence or epidemic of silences has spread across campus, reaching into nearly every academic department and many other units across campus, as the insights of those laid off, their observations, their encouragements, their abilities, their accumulated knowledge, their useful perceptions fall silent. Without their voices, WIU is a smaller place intellectually. Its curriculum is more constricted, infected with silence, less able to speak on a variety of topics. The campus is more tomb-like. It already has too much the silence of a cemetery. Less interesting, more boring, if perhaps more fiscally stable. I say perhaps because the administration asserts that there is greater fiscal stability, but it has been silent as regards the current size of the deficit and the projected revenue from tuition in the fall. Those are ominous silences, pregnant ones, too full of uncertainty. Silence reigns everywhere on campus, on the walkways. Remember when the quad would be thronged between classes, in empty faculty offices, in the closed residential halls? And I hear a larger silence is to come there this fall. There is silence everywhere and fewer thoughts to think as the laid off can no longer share theirs. Layoffs not only impose a damaging silence, they also increase fear and uncertainty, which creates more silence, breeding silent and not so silent resentments and lower morale. WIU is not a better university because of the layoffs and the resulting withering silence. It's a worse one. But before I fall silent, I should not be silent about the fact that the final reference shift, at least by faculty librarians, is currently in progress. They too will fall silent. The absence of the faculty librarians, their particular silence, will make the library more difficult to use, less helpful to students and faculty, and less available for raising retention. As to what the plans for the library are after the faculty librarians fall silent, nobody really knows. On this topic, the administration has been characteristically silent. I will now reserve the rest of my time for a moment of silence, as is traditional when something is dying.
That's
Thank
good.
You.
Thank you, Bill.